United States.
Extreme weather. Be prepared. America could face its most active hurricane season ever.
Daniela Levine Carver, the mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida, approaches the microphone. It's that time of year, she says, smiling knowingly. She could have been referring to the end of the school year, the beginning of America's general election campaign, or the premiere of the new season of The Kardashians. In fact, Miss Levine Carver was talking about hurricane season, which begins on June 1st and is expected to be the most active one America has ever experienced. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is predicting between 17 and 25 named storms, of which 8 to 13 are expected to be hurricanes and 4 to 7 major hurricanes, with winds of 111 miles per hour, 179 kilometers per hour, or higher. That compares with an average of 14 named storms and 3 major hurricanes between 1991 and 2020. This is the most storms the agency has ever forecast when giving its predictions in May. Other leading forecasters have come to similar conclusions. Weather and emergency management officials repeated one phrase like a mantra, be prepared. Two main factors explain the aggressive forecast. First, sea surface temperatures in the North Atlantic are hotter than in any May on record, which is largely due to climate change. Temperatures in the main development region, a stretch of ocean between the Caribbean and West Africa, where most hurricanes originate, reached levels normal for August in May and are far warmer than in 2005, explains Matt Rosencrantz of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. That year is a distressing benchmark. A record 15 hurricanes formed, including Hurricane Katrina, which devastated New Orleans. Second, there is the state of the El Niño Southern Oscillation, a natural phenomenon whereby the state of winds and currents in the Pacific influence weather around the world. The oscillation looks likely to enter its La Niña phase at the peak of the hurricane season, and La Niña tends to decrease wind shear in the tropical Atlantic, making it easier for storms there to persist and grow. NOAA does not predict which states or islands may be hit hardest, but researchers at Colorado State University, a leader in hurricane forecasting despite its landlocked locale, used historical storm data to calculate the probability that a hurricane will make landfall within 50 miles of coastal counties. The risk associated with each county in the past, determined by how often it was hit, is adjusted based on the predicted severity of the season. The sparsely populated Florida Everglades carry the most risk, but the research suggests there is a 23% chance of a major hurricane strike near Miami-Dade County, home to 2.7 million people and $426 billion in property. The rising cost of property insurance is an ever bigger issue in South Florida. The number of storms is not the only worry. The speed with which they develop is also causing concern. Every Category 5 hurricane to make landfall in America during the 20th century was a tropical storm or less 3 days earlier. Several recent studies suggest that hurricanes this century are intensifying faster, a trend that will probably continue as the climate warms. The quicker a storm strengthens, the less time meteorologists and emergency managers have to warn people. To prepare for hurricanes, officials practice different timelines at which to open shelters or start evacuations. When you have 72 hours or 120 hours, that's really comfortable, says Ken Graham, the head of NOAA's National Weather Service. But the reality is, the big ones may only be 50 hours. If the threat of hurricanes was not enough, coastal states and others must also be prepared for extreme heat this summer. Parts of South Florida have already been breaking heat records over the past month. Consider this scenario. A tropical storm knocks out power for many Floridians. Then heat settles over the peninsula like a blanket. This year could be the hottest on record. Without air conditioning, can older Floridians, who are susceptible to heat stroke, keep cool? Florida has tried to plan for this. After Hurricane Irma contributed to 129 deaths in 2017, the state legislature passed a law requiring nursing homes to have backup generators. But the fast-growing state is home to some 4.5 million people over 65. Only a fraction of them live in care homes. Officials also fret about new residents unaccustomed to planning for hurricanes. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is urging people to stock up on medications and make evacuation plans. Yet FEMA has its own problems. The agency's disaster relief fund frequently runs out of money and is set to do so again in August unless Congress steps in. And what if you add a presidential election to the mix? Hurricane season runs through November. A late-season storm could scramble election preparations and voting along the coast. This would matter most in Georgia, a battleground state, as well as in Florida and North Carolina, which lean Republican. When Hurricane Ian struck southwestern Florida before the midterm elections in 2022, Lee County was left with 12 voting sites rather than 90-plus. Other counties sent generators and equipment. Vendors were on standby in case voting machines were damaged. Turnout, which usually hovers around 60% for midterm elections, dropped to 53%, says Tommy Doyle, the county's election supervisor. This year, Mr. Doyle is urging residents to request a postal ballot. If we have an emergency, he warns, you have that ballot in your hand and you won't be disenfranchised. In other words, be prepared.